Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, this isn't going to make any sense to you. But if you were listening to the last segment,
I made
a recipe faux pas. I was talking about the brine for that salmon, and I said 1 cup of salt and 1/4 cup of sugar, and it's the other way around.
Thank you very much.
It is 1/4 cup of salt and 1 cup of sugar. That would be some salty fish, and we're talking freshwater fish.
Yeah, well, Jap, one of the things I've learned with my years of smoking salmon is you can only get so much salt in the solution anyway, and so much salt into that salmon. It's going to just take what it can take, and it's not going to get too oversalted.
So it's not like chicken thighs at all by the sounds of it.
Right.
So chicken thighs are one of those things, you know, you hear about the pump.
He oversalted some. He brined some.
What I did is I put the salt in, and then I put soy sauce in on top of it, and it oversalted the chicken.
Yeah.
So he had to drink a lot of beer.
So word to the wise, take your brine advice some other dude besides me, because I'm not hitting it well.
Call Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to welcome to the show again Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company, and they're out of Grand Rapids, and they've been with us just about from the get-go, and they have a big announcement. So Chaz Thompson, master brewer, good friend of the show, take it away.
Well, the big news is we have 2 locations.
Nice.
We are opened up on Wednesday in Petoskey and put a small brewing operation up there with 12 more handles.
There
so we can get beer when you're up north camping.
And where's that at? I mean, is there a name of the place? Or
it's in cooperation with Mancino's Pizza.
Okay.
We're sharing the building with them. And so you get a pizza. They're at 109 Mitchell.
Yep.
Just as you go down the hill, 131, going into town.
Yeah.
You can get pizza and a grinder and a beer now.
Wow.
Right up there in Petoskey,
awesome.
Michigan.
Natural.
That's exactly what you need.
You said you got 12 handles?
12 handles up there, including our root beer.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, you always have to take the family-friendly root beer.
Right. Are you still making the 120 as well?
We have the 120 available in bottles up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite deserve a handle yet.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
The 120 is our non-alcoholic pale ale. For those of you that have issues, whether you're taking 9 months for the team or another medical issue, or maybe you just made the decision that alcohol isn't right for you, we've got craft beer that fits your needs.
Right, and it's good. I mean, you're not sacrificing anything but the alcohol when you have this. And it's been popular. You've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just good for people to know that it's out there, because you don't have to drink beer with alcohol in it to get that craft beer flavor.
And I'll tell you what, I work for Carrier, and I have a person that works with me on the other side of the state, and he quit drinking years ago. I gave him a 6-pack of that 120, and he loves it. He doesn't drink much beer anyway, but he said, sometimes I just want a beer. And he had his first one at a pool party, and he had to text me and tell me how great it was. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And a guy who doesn't drink much beer drinks one and says, wow, is that good?
Well, a lot of people, you know, they want to fit into the crowd of having a beer and a burger.
Right.
But they've got obligations. Whether they tell people they've got that obligation or not, this just allows them to make that choice.
Right. It's irrelevant, the reason. If you don't want to drink, you don't want to drink. But what, for the guy that does want to drink, like me,
so
what
we've
am
got
I drinking
12,
right now?
We've got the 12 handles up there, and one of the things Bob asked me to do is he says, bring over something you can't get in a bottle. What's on draft only? And I said, well, we're featuring our Saison de Gabriel, which is a French-style light beer that Gabby, our head brewer, decided to do for her 50th birthday.
Oh, nice.
And so we popped that out, and it's a real light, floral, easy-drinking summer beer.
Now, you said Saison. Generally, those are a little tart and sour. Am I wrong?
They got a little bit of a tart edge to them, but also a little floral, if you can get them. Now, a lot
kinda
of guys
like
go,
Gabby. I get it. Yeah.
A lot of guys go a little bit overboard with them and stuff. But in all things Schmoe's, we try and maintain as much balance as possible, because we want you to drink a whole pint or maybe several pints of it.
Well, that's right. You guys do sell beer.
We want to sell beer, not just sample.
This is on the lighter side of a Saison.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because sometimes, I find anyway, some of them are almost kind of thick, you know, and they're too creamy, and it doesn't quench your thirst. This quenches your thirst.
Yeah, we've tried to adapt to the changing tastes. You know, for a long time, everybody was into everything huge, and we've got big alcohol beers.
So if you're listening up north, like on UPS 98.5 or any of our other affiliates in northern Michigan, and you happen to be going through Petoskey, you now have a new place to put on your map for. It's kind of cool to hit the newest spot in town, and that's the newest spot in town. And it's a storied beer. It's at least 20-year-old company, right?
We're going to be 14 this year.
14, okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I guess I was working this afternoon. I'm working tomorrow.
Well, that's great.
So 109 Mitchell in Petoskey. Easy to find. Mitchell Street's the main drag of Petoskey. You can't miss it, right, when you're coming into town there. So
tell us what this next beer we're going to be trying.
The next one we have is called Hopalotawatomi.
And what's that?
It is an Indian brown ale. We took a hybrid of
an IBA?
IHBA.
We call it.
The idea behind it was a brown beer with its nice, mellow caramels and softness, but with a little bit more hop kick-up. But one of the things that's very traditional with brown ales is New Zealand hops. So we went with New Zealand hops in a little stronger fashion.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on this station. We appreciate you listening. And right now we are talking live with Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company, and he's telling us about their newest location.
Yeah, we're in Petoskey and Grand Rapids, so we got you covered.
Yeah, very cool.
Look out, Detroit's next.
Right, so continuing on with this, the Indian beer, I'm going to call it that because I have some of the Saison here in my hand, and me trying to say that name, I'm going to butcher it.
Doing French, then Indian. Right. There's a correlation.
Yes.
Well, the Hopalotawatomi name came from one of our patrons in Grand Rapids, who is a member of the Potawatomi tribe.
Okay.
And he was kind of pushing around for something new that was hoppy, and we responded with this. And, in fact, we use his silhouette on the logo, and rather than a feathered headdress, we use hops.
Oh.
So it was kind of a
very
fun play.
Very clever.
And it's a very easy drinking beer, and as soon as we finish these Saisons, we're going to have some.
So I'm wondering what beer I got to come up with to get my profile on a beer label at Schmoe's. I bet it's not going to happen.
I'm not touching it.
Right. I just don't see it. Man, I threw a fat one out there, and you guys are running.
Not
like,
touching it.
You guys are running away from it.
We're still trying to burn the image of you in an apron out of our minds. It's brutal.
Well, you know what? That happens on a regular basis, so I don't think that image is going to go away.
So congratulations to Schmoe's.
Stop by, get a growler, get a six-pack. We've got beer to go up there as well. So if you're getting your pizza or grinder to go, we got beer to handle that. If you're going back to the campsite or whatever.
So what you're saying is go in there and order your pizza so you can sit down and wait for it.
Yeah, pint while you wait.
Never have a pizza delivered when there's a brewery.
I wonder what that delivery guy's drinking. Yeah. All right, thanks, Chaz.
Shoot. Coming up next, we're going to wrap your jalapeno. Stick with us. We'll be back. Constipation go to his head and his wife's aggravation. You're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song. And